Hi, thank you for inviting me. I'm going to talk about the effect that root growth has on the variability of matrix head measurements for high-frequency drip irrigated field. The background was given by Uri earlier, but I'll repeat it a little bit for what I need. We know that in most agricultural fields, there's over-irrigation. Between 50 and 100% more water is applied than what is needed. And the main way to reduce this over-irrigation is by improving the irrigation management and basing it on measurements. The irrigation management is basically a set of rules that tells us when and how much to irrigate. And the measurements can be either based on plant parameters, climatic parameters, soil water status, or any combination of those. For this research, we focused on soil water status using tensiometers, on matrix head measurements using tensiometers, because they're very easy to operate, and they give you a measurement that needs no calibration. The problem when measuring with any sensor is the high variability in a soil, plant, atmosphere relationships, the spatial variability of soil hydraulic properties, root growth patterns, and climatic conditions. This affects the decision on where to measure and how many sensors we need to place in the field. Because when we measure in the field, we want to get a representative measurement that will tell us, they will give us a value, and according to this value, we can decide how much to irrigate and when. The causes of matrix head variability are many, and were studied extensively in the last few decades. What was not studied thoroughly was the effect of plant root growth on matrix head variability. In 2012, Tripler found that the root growth of onions reduces the REV from 120 liters to around 70 liters. But we usually use in the field a much smaller volume sensors, and we're not getting even close to this REV. And the reason that plant root growth was not studied was an assumption that the variability in climatic conditions is very low compared to variability of soil hydraulic properties, and therefore the effect that climate variability will have on matrix head will be lower compared to soil hydraulic properties. So we studied the effects of plant root growth on matrix head variability using the hypothesis that measuring in the root zone will actually reduce the variability of measurements because root water uptake is more or less homogeneous in all the soil because of the low variability in climatic conditions. To do that, we performed an experiment in south of Israel in an arid climate because we wanted to avoid interruption by rain, and Naftali cooks very well. We had a plot which had three strips of soils, different soils in it, sand, lath, and clay soils. We installed drip lines perpendicular to the soil strips because we wanted to create a field with high variability of soil properties. On two drip lines, we installed geotextile material around drippers that we have showed before. And we measured with a tensiometer inside this material. We use this material because it creates a root trap. It attracts roots because there's water there, nutrients, and a low mechanical impedance. On an additional drip line, we installed tensiometers at a distance of 10 centimeters from the drip line and at a depth of 10 centimeters. The drip lines were installed also at a depth of 10 centimeters in all soils. And we saw the cone. We see that there is no difference in cone growth between different soils throughout the experiment. The whole field, the whole plot was irrigated by a single irrigation threshold of minus 45 centimeters. This is how it looks in the field. This is the geotextile wrap. I will refer to it as the GT treatment. These are the three soils, sand, lath, and clay soil, and the drip lines across it, and this is the this here is the tensiometer located 10 centimeters away from the drip line. I refer to it as the ceramic treatment. The mesh. This you can't see it, but I divided basically the coefficient of variation of. I had 50 GT tensiometers in all the plots, and 39 ceramic tensiometers in all the plots, and I divided it into a spatial coefficient of variation and temporal coefficient of variation. And what you can see here is the temporal coefficient of variation throughout the experiment, starting with week one, which is after sowing, and so it represents no plants, only seeds, until the 12th week of growing and after harvest. So you can see that as the cone grows, the roots probably advance towards the geotextile material, and the temporal CV decreases throughout the experiment until after harvest. When we harvest the plant, the CV values for every soil increases even to higher values than it was before sowing. We also found out that during irrigation events, there's a time period where there's high CV in all soils, and it remains for a certain amount of it remains high for a certain amount of time after irrigation ends, and this amount of time is reduced as the plant grows. For bigger plants, the amount of time of high CV was a few minutes, while after harvest and in the beginning of the season, the amount of time, the duration of high CV was half an hour to an hour, or even more. This is the upper graph is the special CV for the whole plot, not divided into different soils, of all 51 tensiometers for the whole soil, whole plot. And again, you can see as the weeks advance, the duration of high CV after irrigation is getting shorter. And after harvest, again, high CV. The lower graph is temporal CV again throughout the experiment. As you can see that the CV, as the plants grow, it's being reduced until the 12th week when it's the lowest, and then after harvest, there's a jump in its value again. Between the season and after harvest, there was no other changes other than cutting the plants. the irrigation system operated the same way. When I compare the mean metric head and CV between the ceramic tensiometers and GT treatment, you can see first that the GT responds very well to irrigation events. You can see each irrigation event as soon as it happens, but the ceramic treatment, you can see an effect of irrigation events, but it's not as clearly shown as the GT treatment. Also, you can the mean metric head of the ceramic was 30 centimeters less than the GT, even though it's located only 10 centimeters from the dripper. When you look at the CV values of the GT versus the ceramic, you can see that the GT mean average CV is around 0.2, while the ceramic tensiometers is around 0.8. That, if you translate it to number of sensors needed to get a representative value in this plot, you need 15 GT tensiometers versus 220 ceramic tensiometers to estimate the average to be 10% within the mean with a 96% confidence. So that's a huge difference in number of sensors needed. After harvest, the mean metric head between the ceramic tensiometers and the GT is they become closer together. Close together, more similar. The CV, it changes. The average CV for this week for the GT tensiometer was higher because, as you can see, after irrigation event, the duration of high CV remains long after irrigation ended. However, the CV of the ceramic tensiometer is lower. It gets higher after irrigation event, like the GT, but the baseline of 0.5 is much lower than it was before the harvest. That means basically that root growth has an effect on the water flow, of course, in the soil. When we measure where the roots are in this geotextile material, we know that there are roots there, and they affect, as the plant grows and develops, the root water uptake has an increase in effect on metric head dynamics inside the geotextile, while the ceramic tensiometers are in an arbitrary location relative to the root zone. That's why the high variability before harvest. When we look at the spatial variability using a semi-variogram, the upper graph is for the GT tensiometers, and you can see the green and blue dots are represent weeks where there is no crops, week one and after harvest, while the red dots is the 12th week. So there's a decrease of one order of magnitude in gamma for the last week of corn growth. The lower semi-variogram is for the ceramic tensiometers, and you can see the opposite trend. Before harvest, the gamma is very high, and after harvest, it's lower. Because before harvest, the root growth patterns affect the water flow and cause more variability when you measure away from the dripper. And after harvest, the variation of root growth patterns is gone because there's no more root water uptake. To conclude, we suggest here an alternative approach. Usually, to find a representative location, people characterize statistically characterize a field define what is a representative location for measurement, find this location in the field and measure there. On the contrary, we suggest that we create such location so we know where it is, so all this work is basically not needed anymore. The matrix head variability is very affected by root growth patterns, and if we know where to that we can measure in the root zone, we can eliminate most of the variability which is caused by soil hydraulic properties. That's it. Thank you.